There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, where we go, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And my friend, Erica Thomas, 1819news.com, joins us. But first, I will run through a couple of these texts here. You know, go figure. Like, and to talk to Bryant Knight, my buddy, you know, Special Forces, you know, Green Beret, guy that's tuned in. He didn't even get the square right on when Prigozhin would die. Remember, Prigozhin led the failed coup, the uprising against Putin back in June. Most people had their square for sometime in July. If you did buy the square for the 23rd of August, 2023, you won. I don't know if you parlayed that with having his plane shot down by Russian air defenses. Now, Russ said there's been drone strikes in Moscow in recent days. Russian air defenses are jumpy. Yeah, but it's an Embraer, like passenger, like a private jet. It's, I don't know. Now, Fire Dog says... Fire Dog, who served our country as well, thank you, Fire Dog, said, was it before or after he accidentally fell on 27 bullets and ingested polonium? Yeah, did you have that in your square? Adam says, yes, people are sending me links. Oh, I got the stories. I've been looking at it. Okay, Adam says, looks like Putin just told the Clintons, hold my beer and watch this. Sly Dog says, I bet Putin blames Ukraine for the plane downing, probably. But they now, actually, Russian air defenses have said they shot it down. John says the Wagner Group goes into countries in Africa on Putin's request. They help a faction there and are rewarded by being given a mine, for example. That is an oil. That and oil is all Russia has to finance this war. Yeah, Eric says maybe he got Hillary'd. Yeah, just like, listen now. So this is good, Dalton. We have some disagreement here because Dalton thinks Prigozhin's still alive. I think he really is dead. This texter says, I'm going with Dalton on this. Sorry, Sean. Put the blue tick hound on him, found in Africa. So this texter thinks that that he's still alive. Okay, I'm going to say Prigozhin truly is dead in that Embraer jet, and the nine other people unlucky enough. This is just, if Prigozhin's getting on the plane, they say, hey, man, we got room for you. I'm like, yeah, you know, I need to take the later flight. Prigozhin's going to be in this van driving through the streets of, like, Grozny or something. I'm like, yeah, I'll take the van behind him. You can't bet now. People are trying to bet on the text line now. No, you had to have the bet in beforehand. And with that, I bring in Erica Thomas, 1819news.com. See, this is what it's like to come on the show, to have to deal with this stuff.
I was just looking at Facebook, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Good. See, this is, and that's probably the best way to be. Best way to be. All right. Lots to talk about and stories we can check out over at 1819news.com. This one we were talking about yesterday, Erica. Okay. This EEE. And rare mosquito-borne illness kills a child in Baldwin County. This really got a lot of conversation yesterday. Tell me about the story, what you're looking at here, and what happened in Baldwin County.
There hasn't been a lot of information released on this story, but it is very concerning. I looked around the United States at other cases, and there's a handful of other ones. There's one in Vermont, there's several in New York, but it's just very, very rare to be bitten by this. I saw one report that said the two people who contracted this EEE in Baldwin County were
the Eastern
lucky.
Equine encephalitis.
I think that's a really terrible way
it's
to
not
put
the right
it,
word.
A child died, but that's what someone said. And so these cases apparently are very close to in the area of Spanish Fort.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving through today and I was like,
kept your windows up.
I really hope everyone knows about this and just to say, stay safe. There's nothing you can really do to 100% protect yourself. And nobody wants to wear long sleeve shirts right now.
Right. And do it well. And but one of the things that came out is exactly what you're saying. Not a bunch of information out about it. And people are saying, well, Mobile County puts more information out about like West Nile or those things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the difference in the reporting because Mobile County Health Department puts a lot of stuff out. Not, yeah. This doesn't keep somebody from getting something. It's just I haven't seen that much coming from Baldwin County Health Department.
No, it seems like just very basic information. I had to Google it, to be honest, to even know what it was and what it did to people.
Makes your brain swell. And I got a text from somebody who personally knew the family of that little girl that died. It's just heartbreaking. 7-year-old little girl. And then the other is 70, right, who's still in the hospital.
See, we've got it, yeah. Officials haven't released any of those details. But it's so sad too that somebody that knows the family texted you just to know it's a 7-year-old little girl. Yeah. That's pitiful. I mean, and there's really nothing that could have been done. It looks like to me these symptoms are very similar to the flu, and they can also last up to 2 weeks or forever.
That's the question, too, about the spraying, right? And I know some of the stories came out that they ramped up the spraying in Spanish Fort, but, you know, you've got this little girl. My friend who was talking to me about this little girl, I mean, his dad contracted West Nile virus and had to deal with that. Now, West Nile virus has shown up in Mobile County. I know that from Mobile County Health Department.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if Baldwin County, maybe it's put out, maybe I don't get the same emails.
I haven't gotten anything. But the Alabama Department of Public Health is where I got my...
Right. I don't know how it changed my behavior because of it. I don't know. I mean, because you point out they're saying, you know, stay inside or wear insect repellent or all those things. But I think it's fair if you have a health department to let you know it's out there.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy. I thought about this because we were just talking about mosquitoes last week when I was here.
Yeah.
What are the chances that we'll talk about mosquitoes so much?
Who got that square? You could have won big money. You'd have guessed we'd have been two times in a row.
I should have done that. But... You know, like we were talking about last week, you can wear DEET. Mm-hmm. You can cover your body. You can stay inside, which I recommend anyways because the heat out there
is
deadly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I'm not used to this yet.
Because you come from the far-flung northern regions of Wadawi.
Yes.
Can you tell me it doesn't get hot in Wadawi?
It's not as humid, for sure.
Okay.
I have to wear my hair in a ponytail all the time. That is my new style because the humidity down here is absolutely different. I mean, there's like a line, I think it's probably just north of Montgomery, mm-hmm. where everything under is just very humid.
We're trained up in this down here.
Yeah, you're used to it. Actually, I talked to a lady yesterday who said, she was an older lady, and she said when she was in high school, mm-hmm. they didn't have air conditioner in their school down here. I cannot even imagine. But
that
at the
happened,
time,
and I'm just 51, and that happened to people I know that are my age.
Yeah.
Some of the portables didn't have air conditioning.
Kids were tough back then.
Yes.
Back in your day.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Way back then.
We didn't have shoes or anything, but yes, back in the... Yeah. We had parachute pants and members-only jackets, but no shoes in the 80s.
I had the whole outfit.
Are there pictures?
The jacket. Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll have to trade those pictures coming up in a little bit. Also, State Senator Chris Elliott, you have a story about him. He was speaking to Common Sense Campaign at Foley Public Library. Is this more about the what went on at the archives? And
Well, he did mention that. Last night, he was just kind of talking about all that he's done and all that he wants to do and his priorities. He spent some time with Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth yesterday.
They're buddies.
He said they talk all the time. So they spent some time together yesterday in Foley, and the talk for the past week has been these library books that are offered to children. And some people call them inappropriate. Some people go as far as calling them pornography, and just kind of cover topics that we wouldn't have seen in the library when we were kids, for sure. And so there's just this huge call in the Foley area from a group of people who don't want to ban the books.
Okay.
They're not asking for book banning.
So what are they doing?
They're asking for either there to be a warning in that area about, you know, there could be
if you turn down this aisle here, there could be some of these books.
You could read some explicit sexual content.
They thought about putting beaded curtains where you would go through.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So that's their issue. They're just concerned about the sexual content, and that's exactly what Chris Elliott said last night, and that's how he parlayed it into the archives.
Well, how do they change this?
Well,
from as a state
this
senator.
Is not a Foley thing. This is obviously a statewide thing that a lot of people have talked about. A lot of people are against. They want the legislature to look into different options. There are several options floating around. One of them is for Foley not for the city of Foley, but the people in Foley want the books to be put in the adult section so that the parents can check them out for the children.
Okay, so the kids wouldn't be able to check the book out.
The kids wouldn't.
Okay.
Or accidentally stumble upon them. I mean, because some of them I've seen myself, and they had images of naked people in them, and they described things that I wouldn't describe on here. And so part of it is you don't want to stop people from being able to read what they want, because that's your liberty, your right. Mm-hmm. But then we're talking about children. So these are children's section and teen section. The book in the children's section was about gender affirmation, saying just because you were born a girl doesn't mean you're a girl.
Right.
And so
that
was in Foley. There's a great deal of parents that do not want their child to be indoctrinated with that idea, or think that that's even almost true, because they're looking at science and saying, well, actually you are a girl.
Right.
And so that's one part of it. And then the other option is to give these books a rating like they do with movies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rated R, rated X. Some of these would definitely be rated X. I mean, it's pretty disturbing. I wouldn't want my child to read that if I had a child. That would be awful. I can't even imagine
That you've seen them, because often we'll sit in this business and talk about these books. I haven't actually seen them, so I don't know. But
right.
They're that level.
Oh, I saw them. I went in, and there's just so many of them. When I went in there, there were just so many of them, and they were on display.
Really? On display, not just in the shelves.
Right, they were on the top.
Oh, really?
And one of the complaints in Foley,
that's kinda sick.
They're spending $20 million on a new library in Foley.
Who makes the
decisions? Because they say they don't have enough room for books.
Well, because they got these other... Who makes a decision on what books come in and what books are displayed?
So for the adult section, the library director makes that decision. For the children's and teen sections, it's typically the librarian for those sections, but right now they don't have a children's... librarian, so it's the teen section librarian is doing it. And I want to point out too, the section isn't called the teen section, it's called the young adult section, and that means from 12 to 18.
Okay. So almost teen to preteen to teens.
Definitely not adults. I mean,
right.
Maybe the 18-year-olds would be considered adults, but I don't know. It's the young adult section is actually the teen section. And I don't know why the Library Association calls it that, but that's how it is.
Okay, coming right back. More with Erica Thomas from 1819news.com right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my man Trey. He's been removing junk from your house, your storage unit, your garage for over 15 years now. Used him personally, used him with this radio station, and I'm here to say it is a great, great service. So, whatever. Like, if there's it's okay to have a junk drawer, but if you have a junk room in the house, maybe it's time to let that stuff go. Or maybe it is a storage unit you pay on every month, but you don't know even what's in there. Get rid of the stuff and let Trey do it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And make that appointment really easy. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Or the name is the number. Call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll find a day that works for you. They get this thing. You know, the days of, well, they'll be there between Monday at 8 a.m. and Friday at 9 p.m. you know, how some businesses do. They don't do that. They make an actual appointment. They know you got a job and family and things you're doing. So you make the appointment, and if on the day that works for you, the time that works for you, they show up, you show up, you point at the junk you want gone, they quote you a price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work right then, get it done, and it's out of your hair. So check it out, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Which, by the way, on the air conditioning thing here, Erica, so let's see. Chris in Orange Beach said, I'm 60 and never been in a school bus with air conditioning, or never been in a school with air conditioning nor a bus. That bus thing is changing, I think. And this texter said, Sean, I'm your same age, graduated, I think, the same year from McGill-Tulin. So I'll give you a go jackets there. Was just getting air conditioning my freshman year. So, I mean, there's, you know, this is...
Y'all are so tough.
We are.
I mean,
oh,
just,
tough.
It's like just a whole different generation.
Boot leather
human.
Tough. Yes. Ugh. Yeah. That's us, children of the 80s.
I mean.
The 80s, tough times in the 80s. All right, so this thing, and people are asking about, so the librarians decide which books go into the library.
Yes.
Okay, so who, do we know, like, who, is there anybody over the librarian that can say, hey, we don't, I mean, is there any board?
The library director. And so the way it works is they're within the Baldwin County Library Cooperative. So there's all these books to choose from, and they can choose which ones they have on display. You can also go on the computer and get one. If it's not in the library at that time, you can put a hold on it.
Okay.
And they'll deliver it to the library, usually within the next day.
Okay.
So there would be an option, even if they didn't have these books in the library and on display, there would be an option for you to go online and get them anyways. It's not book banning. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it's regularly. And this is what's interesting. I talked to Erica off there about some, you know, because I haven't seen these books. So I wanted to make sure it wasn't some overreaction. You described some of the stuff yet. That's not, it doesn't need to be just readily available. And I don't understand. It seems like what we call charging the mound to have them on display. Not, they're not just in the shelves. You're saying there's like a display. Hey, look at these books.
Yeah. In the Foley Library, on their shelves, they have some of the books on top of the shelves, and these were some of them.
But, I mean,
like the one I described to you when we were not on the radio.
Right.
That was on.
But, I mean, it was set as, it was pulled out mm-hmm. of where it would normally be. I don't know if they do Dewey Decimal System anymore
yes,
or not.
Yes, they do. Foley Library does.
I had to learn that back in the old days. I forgot it. But so they were pulled out of the shelves and like, hey, here's some fun summer reading or whatever it would
yeah.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine. So once again, they're going to probably the left is going to turn this and say that the right wants to book ban. But
well,
it's not. It's just
a lot of these books are LGBTQ books
mm-hmm.
written by LGBTQ authors. And so a lot of people may think, you know, this is an attack against the LGBTQ community. It's not what they're trying to do as far as what I'm understanding. What they're trying to do is protect children and just allow parents to be aware of what's going on. No matter what, parents do have a responsibility here. You have to know what your children are reading.
Correct.
And they probably can access worse
on the internet
right. or on their little smartphone or iPad.
Right. You beat me to it because I've said that before that these things are, I mean, the fact that I thought maybe the fact that they're in book form would kind of keep kids away from them. But I do also remember being a kid, if we knew there was a book that had some picture in it, we all knew what book that was.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go check it out in the library.
So. It's all, that's a big part of it. And that was what the Foley mayor is saying because he's, you know, he's having to figure out what to do and looking at policies that they have. And he hasn't looked for himself at these books.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he has to rely on his library director to make the right calls because there are things out there in this world that are inappropriate for children, no matter what side of the fence you're on here.
Yeah, and it's not just because I would say there's plenty of probably LGBTQ authors that write books that are just fine.
Yeah.
For kids. And there's some straight author that writes something that's not fine for kids,
mm-hmm.
too. It's not, I don't think it's who writes it. I don't care. But is that material young adult, you know, or should it be for adults?
Yes. And it's important for the public not to jump on either bandwagon without looking for themselves and seeing for themselves some of this material. And so Stephanie Williams, she's a Foley resident. She's the one that's kind of led this charge. And then Jack Green in Baldwin County, he came forward and they both spoke to council. And so hopefully we'll hear of an update. But in the meantime, there's another group in Baldwin County that is forming that is against this type of material for children. And tomorrow I will have a story on that.
There's a tease.
On 1819 News.
All right.
So anybody that wants to get involved in this kind of thing, they can see that story tomorrow.
They can go ahead and read the stories we're talking about and then be ready for the story tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Once again, 1819 News, what are y'all about? What's the story?
Our motto is to rise to the moment of truth. We like to get all nine sides of each story and tell the truth. And you're going to see stuff on 1819news.com that you don't necessarily see on other news sites.
That's for sure.
We like to cover a variety of topics, you know, politics, education, the things that really matter to the people of Alabama. We look into it, and we do tell the sides that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Good work. And y'all check it out and check out when that update comes out tomorrow. Erica, it's always good to see you.
Thank you.
Coming up, Kim Garrett's going to join us from Victory Health Partners talking about, it's open enrollment time. What if you don't have health insurance? What options are out there for you or maybe loved ones out there? She'll talk about that with us. Plus, Legos coming to town. Lego Mania coming next month. We'll talk about that as well. All straight ahead right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my man Trey. He's been doing it. What's that? Well, getting rid of junk for over 15 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties. A guy I've known for a very long time. Use him here with this radio station. Also, personally, so many others here at the station have done the same. But if you go look at the reviews, right? So if you're going to do something these days, you go online, you look for reviews. Now, that's what I'm here for, too, to tell you about my man Trey. But you go look at reviews. What's interesting to look at the reviews are as organic as they get. When you look at 1-800-GOT-JUNK for Mobile and Baldwin counties, so organic, you'll know the names in there. The people that use the service. You're like, oh, okay, that's so-and-so or that's so-and-so. Your neighbors, your friends, people you go to church with, people you work with, they use 1-800-GOT-JUNK when they got junk that they need gone. So you get the real reviews, like I give you here, of the service that comes with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And what is that service? It is getting junk out of your way, whether it's at your house, maybe a storage unit that you pay on every month. You don't even need the first thing that's in there, or even big things. Like I talk about this a bunch with Trey. He said, man, the number of like above ground pools and swing sets and trampolines and backyard storage buildings, those kind of big projects they do every week, he said, it'd surprise you. So it's not always just boxes out of a storage unit or out of a house. He said it could be things like that, furniture. And a little side note, too, and Trey didn't toot his own horn for this, so I will. What is really cool is if you have 1-800-GOT-JUNK coming out and you can get a bunch of junk gone, maybe you're, moving out of a house or whatever, but you have like a really good dining room table or some kind of great item that you want to donate to a local charity, you can split a load and say, okay, this stuff goes to junk. While you're at it, can you take this to, whatever charity you choose? And they'll work with you to get that to the charity so those people can have it for resale or whatever it is. So use the service of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Set the appointment. Get that junk out of your way wherever it is. You can do that online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone. The name is the number. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll find a day that works for you, a window of time that works for you. They set an appointment. They show up. You pointed the junk, you went gone. They quote you the price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work right then and get it gone. So do what I do. Use 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, coming up in a little bit, another person doing good work in our community, Kim Garrett from Victory Health Partners, joins me. I've always enjoyed getting her on the show, but she was down at the Business Expo last week, and we got to talk more about what they're doing with Victory Health. And, of course, this being the open enrollment season and all that stuff for insurance coming up, it's a pretty important conversation we have with Kim. Options out there if you don't have health insurance or you have friends or family that don't have health insurance, how you can help them with prescriptions and services. So she'll join me in a little bit to talk more about that. Also, as I've laying this out, because it's now getting real. It's now getting real. Our coverage of Auburn football gets started, tomorrow night. We have coverage with Tiger Talk, Tiger Talk OT, and all that coming your way. Plus, you've got Football Fridays with Feinbaum coming up soon at the end of this month. Lots of football action, obviously, going on. And that brings us up to what has become, it's become a lot of fun over the last few years, and that's the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. This is, if you hear us talking trash through the football season about who's leading, who's in second place, who's in 154th place, we're talking about this. Each year we do college Pick 'em Challenge, and you get to involve yourself in this and win fabulous prizes that we'll talk about. Also, the trophy that is worth so much money. It's like $7 or $8. But don't worry, you put it on your mantle, show it off. So here's how it works. So I play, Dalton plays, Dan plays, Jeff plays in this. Quite often, John Sharp, my buddy from AL.com, plays. A lot of people you hear on the station will play in this. If you'll go to FMTalk1065.com, and you'll see the tab on the top says College Pick'em Challenge. You click that, and inside that page, there's a link to our individual College Pick'em Challenge for all of us with FM Talk 1065. You go there, click the link, and then you join the FM Talk 1065 group. You give yourself a name, nickname, a handle, your own name, whatever, and then you're in, and you pick the point spread winner of 10 games each week. Now, this starts on week one, although I always get confused. Dalton, if you can help me, like week one, like they'll say it's week zero. I don't get that. We'll call it week one. Week one of college football on September 2nd. So you got to be in before that, signed up in our pool and with the nickname, and then make your selections for each week by 11 o'clock each Saturday. So I have woken up on Saturday mornings, go, oh, crud, I don't have them in yet. But you can do that up to game time on Saturday. So get in the pool, give your nickname there, go make your picks each week. And then you can talk trash, on the text line or the phone line about how you're doing. Whoever gets the most points following the conference championship weekend, so we'll go the whole way through the season, through conference championship, you'll win a trophy along with the grand prize. And we've got details on that. You can talk about great, great prizes out there to grill, things to grill with. All in the college football world, and also jewelry from Carrot Patch. So a big thank you to Spring Hill Ace Hardware, to the Carrot Patch, and to Allegri Markets for making this happen. Those prizes are fantastic. But most importantly, really, is the $7 or $8 worth of FM Talk 1065 trophy we give away every year, plus you get the bragging rights. So go check it out. Go to FMTalk1065.com when you're there. Click the link along the top tab there. It says College Pick'em Challenge, and get signed up. Be ready to talk trash this football season. It's amazing how quickly we've gotten there. Oh, and things coming up, too. I saw this, and I've talked about this with my son, because I think we may go. He's back and forth. I think he's going to want to go. You've got the Lego Brick Convention coming to Mobile. It's pretty cool. Lego Fan Expo. And this starts next month, the 9th of September, 9th and 10th of September. Says on the city, or actually the county's website, Mobile County site, says, Lego Lovers Unite. Brick Convention is the ultimate event for Lego lovers of all ages. The numerous play areas treat fans of all ages to a day of hands-on fun, games, and life-size Lego models. I suggested this earlier. Nobody really listened to me. I thought maybe a challenge would be to have a walking on Legos competition. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. The pain of stepping on a Lego barefooted. You could have, like, instead of hot coals, you have a thing with Legos and see who has the most strength to walk across the bricks. Just an idea. But back to what the county says. So coming to the Mobile Civic Center, this is September 9th and 10th. It's on the 9th at 11 a.m., September 10th to 6 p.m. Attractions include amazing Lego creations to gawk at, meet and greets with professional Lego artists, and vendors selling the latest Lego accessories, sets, minifigures, and even retired and hard-to-find Legos. So that's what my son was into. He said he would go because there's some pieces he needs that I probably have swept up and thrown in the trash over time. So we'll probably go out to that. But yeah, heads up on that coming your way for Legos next month. Legos are cool. I mean, that's like out of all the toys that I played with when I was a kid, I could probably still be interested in building something with Legos. And I'm 51, and I could still get into it. So that's coming up as well. All right. We'll go to the news. We'll come back in just a second. It's Kim Garrett, Victory Health Partners, joining us. And this is something you need to listen to. It may affect you, but it may be somebody in your family that could use this help. Take some notes when we come back right here on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 1065.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, glad to have you along. And as I mentioned earlier, joining me, my friend Kim Garrett from Victory Health Partners. Always a great conversation. Good to get you in studio. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And it is, a lot of more people talking about, I mean, I know this is what y'all do year-round, talking about medical care and health insurance. People don't have health insurance, but this is that time of year, too, with open enrollment and all that, that this subject's coming back up for so many people.
That's right. And the public health emergency ended, so some people might who have been on Medicaid, that might be unwinding down. So I encourage everybody, just look and see, double-check if you need to re-enroll, or if you find yourself in a place where health insurance is not an option. There is, at Victory Health Partners, a place for you to come in, whether it's to become an established patient for a long time or just for a gap, a season. Healthcare does not need to be delayed. Medications can still be taken. Mental health counseling can be received. Specialties, just kind of a one-stop practice for a whole array of care, but healthcare does not need to be delayed.
I want to get into the specifics with you, but beforehand, we've had this conversation a lot of times, but people that have not heard it, Victory Health, what y'all do? Let's like, how do you make this happen? You just said, you just come on in. Like, how did this happen?
That's right. So over 20 years ago, our founder, Dr. Lightfoot, stepped away from general surgery and started Victory because the need was identified in our community for access to affordable and quality healthcare for adults who don't have health insurance. So small business owners, people who work in construction, retail, restaurant, different industries where healthcare is not a part of benefits, there was a huge gap. And so started the clinic over 20 years ago, and we have the word partners is so specific and purposeful within our name because it's just not us. It's our community coming together to care for our community. So it's doctors who volunteer, it's volunteers who come in and serve, specialists, dentists, counselors, OBGYNs, so many to where if someone comes in, they can get their annual exams, they can get their medicine, they can get referrals to specialists. This morning I was scheduling a diagnostic exam for a lady who's going through her cancer treatment. So it's a full continuum of healthcare, but it's truly a community
But these physicians are giving of their time to make this happen. This is the keystone to how Victory Health Partners works, right?
That's right. They're giving of their time. They're either coming to our practice, so they'll schedule out a day where they'll see patients and a dental day or optometry or pulmonary day, or we can send them to their offices. So they'll hold an appointment every week for one of our patients, and instead of $250 to sit in the exam room, it's $25 as a Victory patient.
So, I mean, who qualifies? People are hearing this. Who qualifies?
That's right. So we go up to, all this information is on our website at victoryhealth.org, but we go up to 400% of the federal poverty guideline, which you look at that, and some of those are incomes. You know, you see, mm-hmm. It's like the majority of patients who are uninsured have a source of income, are working, we do have a small copay. It's based on family size and income, ranges from $35, $45 to $55, but that's a one-time copay. It's your appointment, medications, counseling is included in that, x-rays, EKGs, ultrasounds.
Wow.
So just as much as we can pack in, and it's just that one time. You won't get a bill from us, just that one-time payment. So healthcare is accessible and affordable.
Yeah, and let's talk about the medicines too, because I remember one of the first times we talked, I think we were maybe even talking about insulin,
mm-hmm.
right? And the, you know, these prohibitive costs for some people, they're like, either I can have my insulin or I can pay my rent,
right?
And you said, well, we can get, and not just it, but a whole bunch of medicines out there at way reduced price, and I didn't understand how that worked. You've explained that before.
That's right. So every pharmaceutical company is required by federal law to have an assistance program. It's a small line at the end of the commercial that says, if you need assistance, call this number.
Uh-huh.
We call that number. We have a staff member and volunteers. That's all that they do. They do the paperwork. It's original signatures by doctor. It's just a lot of work to get into these programs, but you get your medicine for free. Last year, it was about $63 million worth of free medications we're able to provide. So that's for...
That's Victory Health.
That's Victory Health. That's our patients for 1 year.
That's unreal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, and we're
that's
trending.
Not nationally. That's here at Victory Health. $63 million worth of medicine people got.
That's right. So, for example, we have hepatitis C treatment for patients who have active hepatitis C. For their treatment, it's $70,000 per patient, and we've had patients go through that 200+, and they are now cured from the hepatitis C. But just for that one patient alone, $70,000.
They didn't have to come up with $70,000.
They got for free because they have that assistance program, which is wonderful. It's a huge resource for us that we utilize. But it's knowing how to enroll, it's doing the paperwork, able to coordinate that. And if we can take that off our patient's plate and ensure that they get their medication, plus get the, you know, have your doctor right there, have the lab work done, then that really just moves patients forward in their healing.
Yeah, you think about it. Okay, so their appointment to see a physician and just a de minimis copay there, mm-hmm. to do that. No further bills there. And and then they get prescribed the medicine. Because a lot of people look at it, too, as they try to figure out budgets out there with inflation and everything. They go, whether it be insulin or something else, hundreds of dollars a month in prescriptions.
Exactly. And some of it, you know, you're feeling the margin get squeezed with with gas. And, I mean, gosh, we just went back to school, so there's all that. We look at the holidays coming up. I mean, it's just life is expensive right now. So everyone's margins are getting squeezed and everyone's evaluating, do I get my medications? Do I go for my annual checkup? Do I get my teeth cleaned? All those things. And it's like, yes, you can. You can, and it's affordable. And we, one thing we realized, we know that the new patient, that first appointment is sometimes the hardest appointment to get to develop trust with your doctor, to see what it's all about. So we have waived that copay. So for patients to come in, they can get set up with an appointment to become a patient, see the doctor on the same day at a time that works best for them, and there's no copay. And then from there, it'll be based on family size and family income. But we wanted that first appointment to be seen, to be free.
All right. And you mentioned the family portion of it. So it's not just for that adult?
So we do just do adults. So we do 19 to 64. Because kids should have access through all kids. Blue Cross.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering about that. So that way, and do you have like people come in as a couple, spouses?
We have families that will come in. We'll take care of husband and wife, or you know, a lot of grown children will come on in, and we'll get them taken care of as well. So
how many people do y'all like? I don't know if there's HIPAA. Can you give me how many numbers of people that y'all interact with? You said $63 million in medicines people got without having to, you know. How many people are we talking about?
So we've surpassed over 40,000 patients. And granted, not all those are active. But we'll see anywhere, depending on, you know, if we have a couple of clinics today and labs and others. I mean, we can see 55 to 75 patients a day for encounters.
Wow.
So, but if, I mean, when we have a neurology clinic, that day is always busy. Optometry, dental. We always, every day, we have internal medicine. We have counseling every day. Patients coming in to pick up their prescription. We're a site for feeding in the Gulf Coast. So we have patients coming in to pick up some healthy food that they can take home with them. So the doors are always moving. This morning, it was hopping for sure.
Well, you're talking about optometry, too. I thought about that. You know, somebody's out there that they know they need glasses, but they got to drive for whatever it is, but they don't have the money to go for to sit down, get the, because I've been through this, and then the glasses, they're not cheap.
No, we have two optometrists, Dr. Stephen Gross and Dr. Kim Lon, she's coming on, so we'll have two optometrists seeing patients, and they're both coming, and they're doing full days, especially for our diabetic patients looking for glaucoma, and then we work with patients to be able to get them their eyeglasses. And you talk about, you know, restoration. We had one young man who had a traumatic cataract in his eye, and he wanted to get a CDL license. So we were able to, through our optometry clinic, through some partnerships with an ophthalmologist, get that surgery done because he couldn't pass the driving test.
So not only did you fix his problem, you now gave him the ability to go make a living driving.
That's right. And he is better vision than I do, for sure. And now he's driving a truck, providing for his family, not having to work in a $10 an hour job.
Right.
And it's great. We love those opportunities and those testimonies.
So, I mean, that's a great story, because there's somebody who wants to go to that next level and do that, but it's kind of stuck because of this medical condition that he couldn't get the money to get done, but now he can with Victory Health, and he's on to his life.
And again, those partnerships.
Beautiful story.
Especially with our surgeries. I mean, you talk about some transformational, some truly deep testimonies and change and impact in patients' lives. Those surgery testimonies are just incredible.
I tell you what, y'all's work is incredible. I know that you said for people who think, well, this might be me, to go to the website is probably the best place to go first.
Great way to go. Then go to website. You'll see there's a direct number for our new patient services. Give her a call. We'll get you set up to come be a patient. No copay for that first appointment. And then we can be your doctor. From there, we'd be honored to be.
In just a second or two here, though, the people that hear your message and go, I may not be a patient, but I want to help. How do they do that?
Yes, they can do that. I mean, on that same website, there's a place to donate. With all of our partnerships, for every $1 donated, we are able to provide $70 worth of care. So even if you're thinking, what will my $1 do? It will make a whole lot of good. It'll bring so much healing. Every dollar truly makes a difference, and we get to see it each and every day.
It's beautiful.
In the lives of our
beautiful
patients.
What y'all do. Kim, thanks as always for stopping in.
Thank you.
All right, Paul Feinbaum.